I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Perhaps it sounds trite to say that health crises produce much-needed wake-up calls for those of us who need to make significant lifestyle adjustments. But for many, indeed, this is a truism. I suppose there's nothing like awakening in an intensive care unit, surrounded by loved ones and scurrying professionals, to send that compelling and poignant message. Dodging the proverbial healthcare bullet means that some of us get a second chance, often with a renewed sense of purpose. The poet Maya Angelou once noted, "I've learned that making a living is not the same thing as making a life. I've learned that life sometimes gives you a second chance. I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back." And we hear similarly wise insights from William Ward.
"I still have a purpose in this life. It could have gone another way. It was just 3 months ago when I sat down to Sunday dinner with my wife. That's the last thing I remember for the next 5 days. I'm told I clutched my chest, complaining of tightness, and then slumped over. My wife, a nurse practitioner of slight build, somehow lowered my 240-pound frame onto the floor, called 911, and proceeded to attempt resuscitation. I had stopped breathing. A degree of panic set in. She decided to tilt my head back, and I revived. I asked, 'What happened?' And she filled me in, adding that an ambulance was on its way. We hadn't gone more than a few blocks in the ambulance when I went into full cardiac arrest, this time immediately attended to by a staff of well-trained paramedics. At age 63, and retired just 2 years, this wasn't supposed to happen. After all, I had quit smoking and drinking way back in my mid-20s, and I would describe my wife as a nutrition hobbyist, so I eat well at home. It's when I'm out on the loose that my dietary habits become as undisciplined as my former drinking habits. McDonald's for breakfast, Five Guys for lunch. While not daily occurrences, I thought to be reasonable, occasional indulgences, considering how well I was eating at home. I'd also spent 39 years in a rather sedentary profession that wasn't my first choice and that often required long commutes. Maybe that was the real culprit. 5 days after sitting down for that Sunday dinner, I came to. I was in a hospital bed. Once again, I asked, 'What happened?' 'You had a heart attack,' my wife informed me. I had essentially died that Sunday evening, twice. Later, a talented cardiologist installed a stent into one of my coronary arteries. Suppose I had not been married to a nurse practitioner. Suppose I had lived in some rural location, waiting longer on a lesser-trained rescue squad, and even longer to get to a lesser-equipped hospital. Had I even survived all of that, would I even be capable of telling this story? I was released the next day. Other than feeling like I had been in a boxing match, I didn't feel that bad. I felt a new lease on life. Things had fallen into place to such a degree that I felt I must make the most of it. Life now seemed more fragile than I had ever imagined. I must take better care of myself. I'm still here. Altered diet in place, and here seemingly for some purpose. I don't know what that purpose is, and don't feel a great need to know right away. I trust this will unfold, one day at a time, and I await the adventure. I still have a purpose in this life."
William Ward, a Barrington resident, is a retired information technology professional. Ward's wish, he says, is to live long enough to see his two children, who are in their 20s, grow into their 40s and perhaps beyond. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.